Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee. Yeah, welcome to Wet Wet Wednesdays. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Let's go ahead and get into it. Destiny Mara, Scrumdiddlyumptious. I like that one. For real, for real. So, all right, Wet Wet Wednesdays. You know how we do it around here. Sexy music, sexy adult conversation, you dig, and some sexy-ass posts on the line, if I do say so myself. So, all right, let me go over here and check in with Miss Jazzy B. My music plug, Tennessee, even though she's not in Tennessee actually right now, but still. What's good, Jazzy? Wet Wet Wednesday.
Hey, hey. Hey, what's your girl?
What's good? Huh. So, you know, some of the other hosts should be calling in here real soon, you know what I mean? But, you know, let's just go ahead and put out here some of the things that, you know, we're going to be talking about tonight. I know one, it's going to be the second part of the question. It is going to be, what is squirt? I even went in depth. I'm going to tell y'all what the definition of it is, some studies, all kinds of things, because, hey, I need to know what it really, really is. I'm just saying, what is squirt? But the first topic that we're going to talk about tonight, and we're going to break this down right quick. Do you want to put it out there, what we're talking about?
Yes, of course. Our topic for tonight is, does anybody really want a weak spouse or mate or whatever you want to call your little relationship? Do you actually want a weak individual?
Right. Say, like a good example, like the one that we got the comments on, it's basically, you know, like she said, who wants a weak significant other? But when Jazzy B put up, a weak man can't love a strong woman, he won't know what to do with her. Oh, a couple of people went ham a little bit. I'm just saying. So let's just go ahead and jump into it a little bit. We're going to get to you, 612-601, just a little bit. what defines a weak significant other? I mean, to a woman, what would define a weak man?
You know, I shouldn't be able to run over you. You should be able to put me in my place if I get out of place a little bit, you know, not overdo it, but, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a lot that goes in with, really. Because, you know, you got the weak men that females can just run over. You got the weak men that are just bitches all the way to fucking around. They should be girls. Then,
okay.
My bad.
It's all right.
Nah,
it's all
fuck
right.
That
it's
shit,
all
fuck
right.
Bitch. It really go both ways. Don't no nigga want no weak ass female either. You know what I'm saying? You want somebody that is a real, that represents you, because the person that you with has to be a reflection of you. You feel me? So if you a strong individual, you know, it's not really good to link up with a weak person.
Right. I would have to say, from a man's standpoint, yeah. Most men, we don't like weak women. You dig? Not who we choose to be our mate. You know what I mean? We might prey on some weak women. Get away with some bullshit. But, you know, like, one thing I don't like about women, I love a woman that's strong, as in, like, you can't just walk up to her and be like, hey, baby, blah, 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 and she's gone. No, I don't like a weak woman like that. To me, that means you got, like, some low self-esteem. That's just my opinion. That don't mean it's real. But sometimes, to me, it means you have a low self-esteem and shit like that. You know what I mean? Just somebody can easily just be like, oh, damn, you look pretty, your eyes. Da da da, and all of a sudden you're I'm going no, because why? As a man, I know there's gonna be men at work trying to hit at you. Some men, that's all they do. They try to hit on all the women at work. When you go to work, I want to know you going to work and can't nobody touch you, because you don't get down like that. Get it? You just strong as a woman like that. You can see the little players coming at you, trying to finesse you, trying to do all that stuff, and you let them know, no, it's not going down. Get it? So you know. Yes. So I love a strong woman in that matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah. You know, and I don't like a, you know, I like you said, when she goes out, da da da, she's representing both of us. And I like to know she can handle her own when she out there. She need me, I'll come, you know, but she can still handle her own. You know what I mean?
So strength on that one right there. That's to me what, you know, a strong woman would be. Now, hold on. Let's go over here and check in with some of these people as we go through this conversation. We're going to see what they think a strong mate would be, or a weak mate. You know what I mean? Because I want to test you on that one about you saying running over guys. I got a question to ask about that. But we're going to check with these people first. We'll get you in the order that you were received. 612. Oh, my goodness. That means it's from the Twin Cities. I hope they like me. 612-601 Monsters Radio Live. Who we got on the air? Hello.
Yeah. It's been a long time I've been here. It's been a very long time. You know, I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and jump on this thing tonight and see what's going down. And just for the people to know, I'm King, the CEO of King's Corner. I am a promoter and event specialist. I'm going to say that. Forget the word promoter. Right, I'm an event specialist. But what's popping?
There we go.
Monster Radio. What's popping? E Monster Radio. So I'm listening to this here conversation.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening to this here conversation we're having about the state of mind, I want to say, of women and men together as couples. And I'd have to say that from a professional standpoint, as a professional counselor, that it's about commitment. You have to accept a person. You have to accept yourself or you can accept another person. You understand what I mean? You know, we talk about weak-minded idea, but a person is only as weak as they allow themselves to be to an individual. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I give myself to you and you are no homo, as y'all would say, we should be able to build each other up. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if you find yourself being morbidly attracted to one person, that one person together, you all should be able to build on that together. You know, a weak-minded idea only comes to, well, you don't have this and you don't have that and you can't support me with this and you don't have enough of this to give me. And, you know, that's a weak-minded idea. Mm-hmm. That's an idea to say that, well, you're only in this idea because of what you can benefit from me at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, I mean, I should not have to be dealing with you. Can we agree to disagree on that?
I can hear amen on that
can
one.
We,
oh, yeah.
Now, here's where we have a different opinion. When your woman says, well, I'm not going to talk to you, but I'm going to go and talk to my girlfriend and my mama and my auntie and my sister, and I'm going to have a conversation with them about what you're doing, that's a weak-minded idea. That's a weak-minded person.
Right.
And then when your man says, oh, well, I'm going to hang out with the boys, forget about what you got, what time you want to spend with me and how much we get it in today or whatever, that's a weak-minded idea. Yeah, you understand what I mean? When you actually can come to a civilized idea and say we can communicate together, then you actually have a basis for your direction.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get to another one of our co-hosts here in just a second. I'm glad you said that about, you know, the weak mind about how far somebody will take something from you. And that was the part I was going to ask you about, Jazzy D. Because I keep it 100, like some people in a relationship, they might have seen me as a pushover. But I wasn't really a pushover. I just didn't want to fight with your ass. You dig? I'd rather make you happy, make you feel good, so on and so forth, then to sit here and bicker about, oh, da-da-da, woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. You know what I mean? So it wasn't really, I don't feel I was being a put, well, maybe I was, you know, maybe I should have just put my foot down and be like, hell no. You dig? But I cared about that person enough to say, I don't want to fight with you. I just want to,
what are you doing?
I want to make you happy.
Hmm? But that's not being weak, though. That's not what I consider weak. Like, you are avoiding an argument and confrontation. I do that shit all the time. I'm not finna fucking argue with you for what? If we can't talk about it, then just drop it, because I'm not finna argue, holler, shout, scream, none of that shit. I need my vocals for some more important shit.
Am I still alive? Can I still be heard?
Yes, oh, yeah, sir. You can be heard.
Yes, I'm definitely being heard. All right. So to answer the young lady's statement there, I don't mean to actually impose an argument to the idea of a relationship, any relationship. The argument should be avoided in a communication idea to say, hey, we have an issue. We need to discuss it before the sun goes down, and then rectify it, you know, before we actually, you know, continue to build upon it. You understand what I'm saying? There should be a point of saying that, you know, hey, we're in a relationship, but we should be able to rectify our differences before they come to a position of, you know, an argument. I mean, you argument turns into what the people like to call domestic violence. And so, you know, we should not even sitting with our juvenile justice system, that's not going to actually roll over in a courtroom. You're not going to talk about, well, he didn't take out the garbage, and so we actually fought. You're not going to argue about in the courtroom about, well, that's the reason why he actually slapped me, because, you know, I was actually out cheating with, you know, with my best friend, and we was at some dude's house, woo after wham, and, you know, one thing led to another, and so forth and so on. You know, that's not going to be brought up in the court. What's going to be brought up in the courtroom is, well, this guy put his hands on you, and you're saying you actually, you was actually violated, period. And so, I mean, when somebody becomes violated, you know, one should be able to have that point of separation and saying, hey, we have a better idea or understanding of what direction we need to be in. We need to come to that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
But some people don't have the mindset to sit down and have a simple conversation and work out agreements. They just want to holler and scream and yell and argue.
And you told me that's not weak minded.
That's what I'm saying. That is weak minded.
That is very much so what I'm and the definition of what I've actually come to.
Right.
And what is your
right.
name?
So, okay.
You want to give me some introduction? Because I mean, how many people in the studio with you, and how many on the radio?
I'm
sorry.
I'm Miss Jazzy B.
Jazzy B. Hi, Miss Jazzy B.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So all right, here's another one, bro. Like to welcome to the show one of our mind stars around here. It is Etosha, Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight?
Hey. I'm good.
Now, go ahead.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Jazzy B.
Yep.
Hi.
Hello, sir. Yeah, bro, you gotta get a big soggy moment every time. You dig? Every time they come.
Every time, give it to us. Yes. Recognizing the queen. Yes.
So, check it out. This right here is one of my homies around here. I call him my homie because, man, he used to be like a regular a long time ago. He's been connected with me later. So, you know, I got to show him some love here. But this is King. You know, he does promotions and things around here in the city. Introduction, you know what I mean? Welcome to the house. You know how we talked about that yesterday, coming into people's house and not introducing yourself. So, we'll go ahead and put it like
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right,
Etosha,
so let me give you your radio name. Miss Unbelievable.
Thank you.
So,
yes.
You heard what we're talking about. I mean, how you feel about it? I mean, what's your definition of a weak significant other?
You know, to me, a weak significant other is a brother. It's a boy who hasn't grown into a man.
Okay. Go a little deeper. What do you mean by that?
You guys have kind of like touched on it, but you know, only a boy would want to argue with a woman. A man would, like you said, would sit down and communicate. Only a boy would think that, you know, being romantic is a weak-minded issue. When, you know, romance is how it is. Like, that's how you get it. Like, But like I said, you also have the females who don't accept the romance, and they don't have that mentality anymore that it, you need to do that. So someone says, okay, go this far and that's it. That's all you have to do. You know, sex is more important than, or me being with you is more important than. So you have to then necessarily think about, okay, where your mindset is, where is your mind? And if your mind is only built on one thing, then yes, you're going to have a weak-minded person. You know what I'm saying? So being a being a man, you know that it takes A, B, and C to get to B. You know what I mean? How are you going to build your house? You can't build your house on nothing weak. But then you have to evaluate what your relationship is. Is it just fucking, or is it just a relationship, or is this the right now? So you kind of like got to define it, because once you defined it, then you will know where you'll find what's real, what's fake, what's not, in situations like that. So.
So I have a question, and it's relating to this topic. I have to ask, I mean, Minnesota is labeled as a quote unquote woman state. And I still to this day haven't figured out what the hell that means. But what constitutes a person to actually define their relationship? Because, I mean, and now before you answer that, I want you to take this in consideration. You have a lot of one night onlys. Overnight affairs.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with this whole idea? And so these overnight spring flings turn into, you know, again, I have to go back to the mindset of probably a domestic dispute. But at the end of the day, what would actually be the icing on the cake for a person to find their out? I can't even say. I don't believe that there's no that special someone that I actually meant to be, or whatever you want to say it is. We are all meant to have somebody out here. That might be true.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't found it.
Soulmate.
But soulmate, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. But I mean, soulmate, you know, we say soulmate, and I mean, that could be over in another country. I mean, that could be, you know, around the corner. But I mean, what's going to actually, what's the feeling that a person should have, or what's the platform, so to speak, for that basis? How do you say that this is the right person? How do you clarify that? For those people that don't have relationship issues.
Right.
It's a feeling. It's the connection that you, it's a feeling, it's a connection, and a vibe that you have with that person. You are automatically going to know off the rip if that's the one or not.
Yeah,
so
her
ass just ain't got to be big?
It goes deeper. It's almost like if you're connected to yourself, spirit, soul, and body, then you will know if it's worth your time to connect yourself to that person. Like, you would know, like, you get that feeling like, he's on bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that I'm good. Or you're going like, you know what, maybe he may have, and then the red flags start coming up. So it's, for me, it's like, it's a feeling. Like, if my spirit can connect with yours, then I'm good. If we can laugh, then I'm good. If we can do, like, it's not right away, but it starts to build. And then if I know I'm not building with you, then I'll just be like, yeah, you know what? I ain't even going to waste your time, and you ain't going to waste mine. It's just not going to work.
So would sex be a deal breaker?
No. Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Yeah, I agree
you
with
gotta
you
have,
on that one.
If
I
you...
Agree. Go ahead.
Don't everybody talk at one time.
Okay.
I keep it real. He wants to know. Ain't no limits to my words at the moment.
You know
but
what?
I'm just gonna...
Not necessarily. Because, okay, I can say this, not necessarily. If the man can satisfy your body and you get that same feeling as if you had sex, but he has to know how to touch every part of your body in different ways, then for me, no. But if he ain't took that time to explore and figure that out, then yeah, it's a deal breaker.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'll say it like this. First of all, my soulmate is probably doing 3 to 10 in the penitentiary somewhere, and that's why I can't find him. But I'm just going to say, I think like the lady said, you really do feel it. You know what I mean? It's something you feel. It's almost like you know it. Like you know when somebody's really with you because you can just feel the aura when they're around you. Now, if that other person is doing other things, you feel that. Like if they're going out kicking with their girlfriends, don't come back till 6 o'clock in the morning. Y'all wasn't just kicking it. You're not going to feel what I'm talking about with this person. It's like when they come around, you know that's you. When they come around you, they know you're theirs. It's a deep, it's not even a title. It's not even a title. It's a total feeling. You know what I mean? It's a total, total. To me, I think, I don't think sex could ever, and if you're a soulmate with somebody, I don't think sex really, really is going to be bad for you on any level. Why? Because any woman will tell you, I already know if I'm a bust when I get with you because I feel it. I'm so sexually attracted to you, really don't have to do foreplay. That motherfucking monkey is going to be like, well, boosh, before you even get there. As soon as y'all start kissing, she ready. You know, so it's more about...
I heard you was talking about that later tonight, right? I heard that was going to be the next topic later, you know.
Yeah, we're going to get the squirt in here in just a minute.
Yeah, I can't wait for the squirting idea. I swear, I got some squirting stories for you. I swear I do. I'm just waiting for the lead up to that conversation, damn it.
Right, go
ahead.
But you know what I mean? But it's more about the feeling of her being with you. You can talk to her on the phone if she's going to be ready. Because it's more about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about anything else about your body, your shape, your frame, your length, your height, your feet size. It ain't none of that. Not the cologne you wear. Those are just additives because that person feels you. So sex is never going to be bad. Never. Because automatically just touching you, grinding on it, she's going to be like, I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying. I could be wrong. Yeah. So I see this pause is waiting on this squirt stuff. So hold on, I got a couple comments to read on this one. I'm gonna play a track, and then when we come back, we're gonna go ahead and get into it. So all right, let me see, what do I got here? All right, here's one that I know I gotta read. It's from another radio. She goes by the name of Cold Peace. Big shout out to her, Didig, and the whole squad over there. Now, this is talking about the strong, a weak man can't love a strong woman. He won't know what to do with her. She says, I've been told that I'm too strong of a woman by my ex. Instead of him stepping up his game, he'd rather throw temper tantrums aimed at me. But since I am so mentally strong, my existence only pisses him off because his weak ass can't accept just being my friend. My conclusion is, if you're not strong enough to be my friend, why would I allow either of us to cross boundaries like spreading too much time together or sex? I like how she says that. You dig? She has a point. I mean, if y'all can't really be friends, then y'all ain't going to do nobody have problems. Every time something things, somebody going to be petty. Y'all going to be bickering. So let's keep it real. Some people go into relationships without being a friend. Y'all heard, like he said, y'all be having them one-night love sessions. You know, you might like it. Call him back again. You don't know him. He might be weak.
I'm not finna have no one-night nothing. You know why? It way too much for that one-night shit. I couldn't do that, nigga. One-night wait.
The end. She had to get gangster with it, like, nigga.
Ain't no one night, nigga. Weird.
No one night.
You dealing with an Aries, bro? You gonna come back?
So let me ask you this: You ain't got a little tipsy in the club. Oh, you ain't gonna co-sign that, but you got a little tipsy in the club. You didn't want to, you know what I'm saying, experience for 1 second.
I don't do one night. They always come back. I don't do one night.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't do one night. One night if you want to, where you gonna go home and dream about this shit, come back tomorrow, fuck you mean?
Exactly.
Well, all right. Well,
I'll suck at that.
All right, I got one more to read at least. Maybe I'll read some more at the end. I don't know, because I think the squirt part's going to go for a minute. But here's another one. She goes by the name of Angela. It says, but there are women out there that think they are so strong and superior that they tend to make men feel less of themselves. Now, that's a hell of a point. That's a hell of a point. Now, how I speak on it is, he probably was a little weak from get-go. Because a strong man like me, at some point, I'm going to say, you know what? Hey, no. We not finna do that no more. No, you finna, it's finna go like this or I'm gone. You dig? Now, a weak man might go, oh, well, I ain't all that. You're right. I got a big-ass nose, blah, 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 and start to feel weak for himself. But there are women out there that try to drag their nuts, and I call it dragging nuts. That's what they try to do. Like, they got nuts and they drag. Boy, you gonna do this? She gonna tell him what he gonna do. He ain't gonna tell her. She gonna do whatever she wants to. Why? Because she don't respect him. It is. It's just some. There's just some women that are out there like that. It is what it is.
You know, true. I believe that there's some people are looking for that quick come up.
Yeah.
Can we agree to disagree that there's too much in Minnesota of a quick come up? You know, every time I look around, I go out to a club, and you know, it puts a damper on the real men that's actually looking for that one woman that actually has that idea. But if this one woman is actually already getting too much of a monetary enlightenment, I'm gonna say it like that, because
mm-hmm.
I mean. At the end of the day, you people just showering you with gifts, you know, the Bible says, what profit is a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So, I mean, if we're talking about soulmates, I mean, come on now, where we at right now? Because, I mean, you getting all the funds, and here go this man come by, you know, and all he has is his soul. And, I mean, you're going to shit on his soul because you've been actually can say to him, hey, you ain't got nothing I need. I got another nigga that's giving it to me. So, what I need you for? Am I right or wrong about that?
Uh-huh. You was right.
That happened
to you. Right.
But you know what?
They miss it, though. They miss that opportunity to, you know, and those are the ones who be like, I got all my shit and I still by myself. I can take care of myself. I don't need no man. Those are those ones. And they really need a man.
No, you on welfare. That's what that is. When I hear that, that's on welfare. You let the state take care of you. And at the end of the day, you looking for a nigga to move in with you.
Yeah. True, but then there is some woman who has a certain stature who feels like they don't need a man to complete them, so they're not even looking for a soulmate. They're not.
And
that would be me.
I think that's a woman scorn. I really think that's a woman.
That's a woman scorn.
I think that's a woman scorn. I believe that there's enough women here that have been through enough traumatic emotional bullcrap that they can actually solidify in their mind that they can't actually have companionship. Or they don't need companionship.
Right.
Uh-oh, we quiet now.
Okay.
we quiet now.
No. I enjoy my move. No, I enjoy my move.
Look, let me tell you.
I need companionship.
Not your bullet, just your boo. Not your bullet, the boo.
I need my baby. I need my companion. I ain't strong as shit. Well, I'm weak as hell. Whatever you want to call it. I need my baby. Don't play. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh, snap.
Yeah.
I ain't
her.
Not the bullet at all.
Not the bullet.
Not the bullet.
Right.
You don't need the bullet.
Not the bullet.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I had a woman. Okay.
Yeah. Hold on, y'all. We're gonna get into this squirt conversation here in just a moment because we're dripping over into the time. Oops, no pun intended. But check it out. This right here was last week's winner. It is what it is. I really don't like her right now, Jazzy B. She won the music panty dropper last week. What we do is as the host, we pull in songs, and you know what I mean? The best person wins. So Jazzy won last week, and I think it kind of fits tonight.
This is Lyrica Anderson's new song. It's called Smart Water. Oh, wait, we're going to talk about what is squirrel right after this.
Wet.
Skeet.
We love y'all.
Baby, I fuck with your vibe. I feel it freaky inside. And you know it's on my mind. I want a piece of your mind. Ain't tryna waste no more time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I just wanna bump and grind. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Cause I got that water. I got the water. I got the water. I got the water. Freaky tonight. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Got water. Hey, I got that water. I got that water. Won't you come splash in it, baby? Won't you come splash in it, baby? I got that water. I got that water. Baby, come splash in it. Baby, come splash in it. Woo! Look. I got the water, baby, don't drown. I'm feeling freaky. Might need a float, might need a boat. All these waves got you sinking. I got that water. And I've been drinking, you know what I'm thinking. Do a little trick that you do with your fingers. Baby, boy, you know you got me feeling. I've been thinking about you when I'm dreaming. I don't do no running, I wear the tsunami. This shit is like Hurricane Trina. The H2O, I hope you don't drown. All the talking you did, better put it down. Ain't no life got around. And I want it now. Baby, I fuck with your vibe. I feel it freaky inside. And you know it's on my mind. I want a piece of your mind. Ain't tryna waste no more time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I just wanna bump and grind. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Cause I got the water. I got the water. I got the water. Baby, you know that it's time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I'm feeling freaky tonight. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Got water. Hey, I got that water. I got the water. Won't you come splash in it, baby? Won't you come splash in it, baby? I got that water. I got that water. Baby, come splash in it. Baby, come splash in it. I got that water. He know that I get so wet here. Fuck around, need him some jet skis. Gon' need a life jacket to sex me. They say don't bring sand to the beach. But you gotta think for them bitches. They gotta think for them bitches. Feel like the plug, I'm giving you the work, boy. I'ma give it to you cause you work for it. We catching waves tonight. I hope you got your surfboard. This liquor got me too wavy. I might ride it like a Mercedes. You're in my stomach like a baby. Underwater feeling wavy. Baby, I fuck with your vibe. And you know it's on my mind. I want a piece of your mind. Ain't tryna waste no more time. Hit me when you wanna slide. Up and grind. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Cause I got the water. I got the water. I got the water. I got the water. Baby, you know that it's time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I'm feeling freaky tonight. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Got water. Hey, I got that water. I got the water. Won't you come splash in it, baby? Okay. Won't you come splash in it, baby? Oh. I got that water. I got that water. Baby, come splash in it. Baby, come splash in it.
Hey, what's up? This is your sexy host with all the most, Miss Aries Jazzy B. And you are now rocking with us on Wet Wet Wednesday.
That's what's up. So I
I will read a couple more comments from my early part of the show because the people hit me up. It was like they were listening to hear their comment be read on the air, so we're definitely going to get to those coming up here at the end of the show. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into this conversation. I hope y'all ready. I hope y'all ready. What is work? I had to ask this question because I was in the Ticket 100, some of us being in them little sexy groups. Don't judge me. Pray for me. And people were talking about it, and it was going back and forth, and it got a little heated. I was like, damn, some people are angry over just some sexual things. So I'm going to go ahead and go into it. And I looked it up, what it meant. I thought it was kind of funny myself. But this is what it means when you put it in squirt. What does it mean? Cause a liquid to be ejected from a small opening and something in a thin, fast stream or jet. Okay. I thought that was funny as hell. I don't think that they were talking about the same thing I was, but it sounds very familiar. Before I get into the studies on what they're saying it is and things like that, I'm going to go ahead and ask y'all, do y'all know what squirt is?
I actually, and I'm going to jump right in here. I'm going to jump right in this one. Because, I mean, I actually try to make sure I actually find out if a female can do that. I mean, I purposely enjoy it. I'm just going to put that like that. But there is a certain art to actually doing it. And, I mean, if we want to get graphic with that, I can. But that's just only from experience. I'm just saying.
Right.
No shade.
Okay. Well, definitely let you do that here just a little bit. We'll do it towards the end. You know what I mean? Yeah, we'll definitely let you do that. But yeah, go ahead, Ms. Unbelievable. You said disclaimer. You said
disclaimer. That's all I'm saying. Disclaimer. That's it. Disclaimer.
We sound like we. I need to venture that one. Anyway.
Just know you'll be changing bed sheets. That's all. Disclaimer. Changing bed sheets. You can't lay in the same sheets.
Yeah.
All right, so ladies, I guess we gotta ask y'all. I mean, what is that stuff? You know what I mean? I'm gonna tell you about a scenario when it first happened to me, but I wanna know what it is first because I was pissed off. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me tell me my story. Then y'all tell me what the hell it is. Okay, it went like this. First time. Shh. Don't tell nobody because I'm a public figure. Get it? The first time I experienced a squirt was I was getting it in with my lady. Get it? She was on top of me. It was a hell of a motherfucking moment. It is what it is. We was both monstrous. But at that particular moment, all this stuff just went over my stomach. All down my side, all in between hit my tank, everything. I'm like, what? And I pushed her off the bed. She bumped her head on bumped her forehead on the dresser on the way to the floor. I ain't even try to help her. Because I was mad. Mm-mm. What is this? You peed on me. She was like, no, I didn't. I don't know what happened. It just felt so good. I don't know what it was either. But you better not piss on me. So Mm-mm. that was my bad experience. So ladies, what is that stuff exactly before I get into these scientific studies? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Let me read this little bit that I found. It says two women showed no difference between their chemicals present in their
I know exactly which one you're reading. Yep, that's in my study. That's in my study. So is. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm unbelievable. Can you tell us? I mean, go ahead. Oh, no, I was trying to waste time while you got it together, but go ahead.
I'm making a dream though. It said present in their urine, and the fluid squirted at orgasm. PSA produced in men by the prostate gland is more commonly associated with men ejaculation, where its presence helps sperm to swim. And females said Soma PSA is produced mainly by the skene glands. So
the PSA is prostate antigen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess, ladies, I mean, have y'all squirted before? Have y'all ever squirted before?
My ex-husband calls me squirt to this day. I swear to God, that shit is so fucking annoying, bro. He think that shit is so funny. I'm like, shh, boy, damn, be quiet, hush. That's not my fucking name, nigga.
Okay.
Like,
okay. Now, do you ladies do it every time you have sex? You know, like particular people.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's only if they hit that spot. They know. They have to know where that spot is. They have to know, because everybody can't get that spot. So
you gotta
know
what you're doing.
And it's different. And it's different in every female. So.
Yeah.
It may be different, you know, for that person, it's different in every female, and it's how you go, it's the motion, it's
Okay. Well, apparently, King gonna tell people some techniques on how to get that done. And I just want to say, we got, 14 minutes left in the live show. So if you're listening...
Oh, I don't need that long.
Right? If you're listening on your computer... If you're listening on your computer, you need to call in. You dig? Because in now 13 minutes, you dig? It's going to be, we'll go into the archive part of the show, and you can't listen until we're done. Yes, you can listen to archive 24/7, 365, but the computers will cut off. Only people that can still listen and participate in our interactive show tonight has to be on the line, and you have to press 1. We have quite a few people over here. But they haven't pressed 1. I'm gonna get to you 612-250 in just a minute. I see you over there. But yeah, I just want to put that disclaimer in there. Call in now. You don't have to speak. Press 1 if you do. But 424-243-9649.
Uh-huh.
So now, so where was we at? Okay, we just talked about do you squirt for anybody? All right. So now, is that is it different from an orgasm? Is it the same thing?
It's the same thing, but it's better. What? So it takes.
Yeah.
It's almost like it takes
more intense.
Your body.
I beg to differ on that matter, and I'm not even a woman.
No. But now. But
okay, go ahead now. What?
But you don't want to have it all the time. So you want to be able to balance it out. You know what I'm saying? So. You want to have an orgasm, but then you still want to be able to enjoy it. Because after you squirt, you're done. It's that's it. You're I'm done.
Right.
We're done.
What? Are you talking about how dudes be talking about, okay, I'm done. And she'd be like, come on, some more. I'd be like, no. After the squirt, you're done.
For some, it's a knockout. Okay. Sometimes.
Mm-mm.
Not all the time. Because sometimes it's real wet and you're ready to go to the next round. So it all depends.
Mm.
Who can. It all depends if that next person can deal with how wet you are, because it becomes wet. And then,
that's not like she's talking about herself.
You've been there, then you might just roll over and stop. But if you can stay with it in the wetness, then you all good, because it's like a super soaker after that.
Woo! Okay, I just want
to hear that one yet.
You can tell by the way she's talking, she's having a moment over there. Snap back or something.
She definitely is, man. Make me want to rearrange my schedule on motherfuckers real quick. You did, you definitely did,
And look, what your number is? But
unbelievable for nothing. I'm just all right. I'm just gonna say that.
Hold on, King. Tell the people how you differ, and then I'm gonna bring another person in. They've been over here for a minute and see how they feel about it, and then we'll keep moving with the show. I'll get to you 612-250 just a second. So, but go ahead. Tell us how you can differ. You say I'm not even a man, and I beg to differ.
I do, because I've actually experienced this several different times with several different women. No shade on myself anyways, but the fact of the matter is, you know, every woman has, can't naturally, how would you say, ejaculate. That's the word I'm looking for. They can't actually ejaculate. Other ones will actually squirt. So if you have a woman that actually is dry in that region, she actually has the tendency to actually squirt. Some of them actually do it anally, then they will do it vaginally. And I mean, it's actually weird because even vaginally, they still do it anally. And that actually blows my motherfucking mental capacity. But, because I, you know, it just, don't know if you try
it.
Thank you.
Go ahead, bro. I heard some shit, no pun intended. I'm like, what? But go ahead, bro.
All right. So let me help you with this idea. Now, some people trying to figure out how this can work. The game meant to be sold, not told, but tonight you're going to get a free one. I hope the guys got their ears together, because this one right now, you're going to have to try this out at home. Just don't kill your girl, because she's going to kill you later. Anyways, this is how this works. If you firmly get in that position, now you got some people that stroke real fast and you got some people that stroke real slow. In this instance, you want to have that hard push. Some people don't know what that means. Oh, there we go. Anyways, that hard push, if you do that a couple of times, especially doggy style, you're going to actually get your ass that super soaker idea. Anyways.
Yes.
All I'm saying is, when you get her behind there and you actually think you're doing something, grab them cheeks in your hand, get you a firm grip. Don't slip, because if you slip, your ass is dead. All I'm saying is, grab them cheeks, spread them open, and hopefully you big enough to actually, you know, give it a good hug. But if you're not, I feel sorry for you.
That's the key.
Anyway.
That's the key.
But you want to actually get that grip, because if you slip that grip, your ass is dead still. And she going to need to get away from me. I'm done. I'm good. Because you got a lot of slippers, a lot of slippery when they get wet. And that'd be the bad idea for some females. Because they'd be like, nigga, you was just there. Get off me. No. I want to keep going. Why? Because I ain't bust yet. I don't know why women do that. I mean, you got to a point you was actually ready to come just blow up on me, and then now I can't finish now? No, we're going to keep this going right now. We're going to drop the beat one more time. But when you drop the beat, drop it hard. Drop it real hard. Hard enough that you don't kill her, but give it to her one good time. And see how wet you get.
You need twice.
Even a third time. Sometimes three times is the charm. The third time is usually the charm. But, you know, it definitely happens. It definitely can happen. Now, I'll give you a memory lane for me when it first happened. You know, I actually, you know, I particularly do have an interest that actually has, you know, this whole you can cock the leg open idea. And, you know, it's just... it comes, and I'd be like, whoa, wait a minute, I wasn't ready for that shit. But, you know, then it's for her, it's like, oh, I'm done. Well, wait a minute now. How the fuck did you do that? And now I don't. But you can also cock the legs open. You got some that actually like that position better. And, I mean, you still got to have that thrust. But, again, if you're short, you got problems. You got to touch that spot way back in the back where you go up in her throat and she actually feel you coming out of her mouth. And not going in, then
so
you got
true.
Good.
Yes. Say that, King.
I'm through.
I'm gonna leave it like that. And Iman, you know, you can have your, you know, do what you do right now. I'm selling too much game now. I'm selling too much game at the moment. I'm giving it away. I'm too giving it away.
Right. So I am gonna bring you in just one more second, 250. I just want to hear what the ladies have to say about what he just said. I mean, is it pretty much on point, ladies? Pound.
I already did my agrees. Y'all need to hear me again? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got to say. Okay. Let's go ahead and check in with our next caller. Let's see. 612-250. You hear what we're talking about. You want to jump in on a wet, wet Wednesday? Hello.
What's up? This is Nana Puddin.
Hey, what's good?
Hey, boo. Hey, boo. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, Puddin.
We talking about that wetness.
Hey, King.
I'm going to go back on mute.
Oh, Lord. I heard we was talking about wetness. It's not only raining outside, but it's raining between the thighs. Say something.
Ooh-wee.
I'm just going to tell you.
All right, Banana Pudding, you heard what we were talking about, and 590, we'll get to you in just a bit. So you hear what we're talking about the squirt, go ahead, let us know the deal. I mean, have you ever squirted before? I mean, have you heard about it?
It doesn't happen with everyone. It doesn't happen all the time. And any woman that says that it does is a liar. I'm going to just put it out there like that. But for me, all my emotions just like come right out. They just explode. So I have to really be into this person. It can't just be, oh, the sex is just good. No, I got to be into them from the top of the head to the toenails, per se. Mm-mm. In order for me to squirt. And this is my take on squirting. I don't give a damn if somebody says that it's pee or if it's sperm or if it came from the nutsack or if it came from wherever. If he like it and I like it, then that's all that matters. If he want to call it pee, he can call it pee. If I want to call it nut, then we'll call it nut. But guess what? It all mixes together, and it's a fun, split, splashy time. That's all I got to say.
Hey. Say that thing.
Okay.
It don't matter what it says.
Slide on down.
Hey. All I got to say is them water slides ain't got nothing on me. But I might
Ooh.
Get it on them. Say it again.
Waterworks.
Hey. You better ask somebody. Okay, well, don't ask nobody. Hold on, I'm going to keep that to myself.
I don't want to ask nobody. Can I just find out? I don't want to ask nobody.
Hey.
I don't want to talk to nobody else about it. I want to find out on my own. I ain't with the second, third party, you know, interaction. I just need to.
You better cash me outside. How about that?
Dr. Feelgood, new show.
Hey, I hope you don't slide away on me though. Just
slide away. If you know how to hold on, then you ain't gonna worry about it. You ain't gonna worry about it. If you slide away, baby, you just gotta get back up. Get back up and try again. Ain't that what that? You can get up and try again.
Oh no! Man.
You better get a drying towel. You better get a drying towel. Get your ass back in there. Get it in there. Let's go. We're playing.
Only on live radio.
You better use that sheet. What you talking about, a towel? You better use this sheet and keep it moving.
Uh-uh. Yeah, you better. Hey,
look for.
Hey.
Look for a towel in the middle of that.
Look, let me explain something to you. You better get that hand, and you better wipe that off to the side. And if you got to put that juice from one place to the next, you better get it going. Quit playing. Use all that. Don't be wasting.
I'm going to put it on you before you put it on me.
Okay. Well, You know, it is hump day. It is hump day.
Look, we had worse than that put on us. We had worse than that put on us. I'm just going to say. We had worse than that put on us, dripped down us. Oh, wait.
Seeing that, looks like the 502, I think it was, whatever it was, looks like they ran on us. It is what it is. We still got love for them. But let me go ahead. Maybe we're getting a little too freaky for some people. But, hey, we monsters right here, and this is adult conversation. So, all right, let me tell y'all what it says in these studies that I found talking about female ejaculation. Okay, this is what it says, y'all. It says our most recent research suggests that at least a third of all women say that at some time in the past they have experienced female ejaculation during a sexual climax, but many of them said that it only happened maybe once or twice. Now, and some of them are understandably confused as to whether they produce some specific sexual fluid or just urine. On Christmas Eve, why they have to put that in there? Anyways, on Christmas Eve, 2014, a group of French doctors produced a study of 7 women who were given an ultrasound scan before and just after ejaculation. The scan suggested that the women were probably urinating, though Dr. Salma and his colleagues added a marginal contribution of prostatic secretion to the emitted fluid often exists. Now, you know how they be researching all the time. Now, this right here is 2015. New Scientist published an analyst of these results. The 7 French women believed that they were experienced true ejaculation and not urination. But the fluid that 5 of them produced was actually urine. However, the other 2 women produced a fluid which contained a natural chemical prostate-specific antigen, PS, indicates that it probably came from structures called steam glands, which are rather like the female equivalent to the male prostate. They are very tiny structures located near the opening of the urethra. Wow, that's the pee hole, but damn, make it sound like she got nuts. Female ejaculation is a phenomenon in which fluid shoots out of the vulva or vagina at the moment of orgasm. It is sometimes known as she ejaculation. You may have heard the term gushing or squirting. Get it? So that's what it's saying over here in this scientific study. There's more that says, the one like Jazzy was talking about with the other women, they said, what was it, 5 out of 7, they found out it was urine. But in 2 of the women, they found it was actually, there was no urine. It was actually a secretion that they gave out when they squirted. So some of y'all might be doing one thing, but sometimes it really is just a pure secretion coming from them little nuts that they just said that she got. I'm just saying. So, all right, so that's what it is. I mean,
Can I say something for a second?
Go ahead.
There is a male aspect to this we've actually avoided at the moment. And I can vouch for the fact that there is what we actually have. There's a difference for us as saying semen and sperm. Semen is a clear substance that you actually look at and you will be like, ew, where'd this come from? Sperm is a white substance that actually, when you look at it, you're like, oh, well, I know what that is. So there is an idea that men actually will pre-ejaculate. People are missing that idea. It's relatively almost the same idea. And I have to say this because, I mean, most people, people don't say that there is a hard ejaculation. There is such thing as a hard ejaculation. And these two ideas together for man and woman can happen if the situation or circumstances is right, but, you know, with them being together. But at the same time, you do have to deal with the mundane, dull ass, lay on your back sex. And, you know, that don't mount to nothing. So, I mean, you know, I'm very athletic when it comes to my skills. You know, I have to speak very highly of myself because I'm a king, and as a king, I'll perform most of the best of the best of the best of the best, sir, ma'am,
this
strong, sir, ma'am.
He's putting it out there, y'all.
Bro.
Disclaimer.
But yeah, bro, that is so true. Like when you said about the hard orgasm from a guy.
there definitely is a difference. You dig? That's the more of the, okay, like, yeah, you can, because it feel good. Okay, I got my little shank massaging your coochie and whatever. But it comes down to, again, that, like we were saying before, when you're really connected to somebody, it's just a little different. You dig? You get a little more into it. You let go a little bit.
Your legs started shaking.
Yeah,
now your legs started shaking. You get the sweating and stuff. Yeah. And that type of diet.
Yeah, when he really getting into it, that's when you start looking like that scene in Belly. Get it? Some of y'all see the movie, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's a whole different thing. Like Eddie Murphy. Yeah, there's a whole different thing to it. So look, I'm over here having flashbacks in my emotions. See, I forgot why I was even with that. It is what it is. But y'all
want to
say anything else?
Well, I do. I'm hoping that I'm getting picked up in about the next hour or so to head out to St. Paul. And there's a ladies' night out there. So, I'm looking to hopefully see one of these two ladies or three ladies that's on this phone tonight. And we can experience some things. But I keep hearing about this whole one night idea. But I'll tell you now, I'm going to X out a whole lot of things after having this conversation. I've done it. And just to experience the whole idea, you know. And I mean, I'm just saying, disclaimer. But I'm going to tell you that in St. Paul, we will probably be at Hot Rod Bar and Grill. It's the Sweet Jamaica. He wants to say Sweet Jamaica. I'm going to leave it at that. But I have a very large Somali, Jamaican, African fan base. They love me to death. I don't understand. They don't like niggas, but I guess they were moving into this whole 21st century, so they're looking for the coolest niggas ever to actually hang out with, and I just happen to be one of them. But it's 1553 University Avenue, West St. Paul, about 9 to 1 a.m. Party starts at 10. Ain't no cover for the ladies. Y'all need to come on out and have you a hell of a time.
All right, there we go.
He said no cover. All that right. Sound like a good night. You don't need no cover, no sheet.
We don't got no cover. You know, we all out there. We ain't got no cover. Nothing.
Oh, hey, I like that. She said no covers, no sheets. You dig? Hey, that's how it should be going.
Hey.
I'm just saying. I like to see it all. So I go ahead and let everybody, if you got any last words or whatever, whatnot, and then we'll go ahead and do our shout out, go ahead and wrap up the show for tonight. Just remember, you can listen to the show 24/7, 365, just like, comment, and share the link, the only charge we have. So, anybody want to say any last words about the squirting, or I guess I do have one last comment to read about our first part of the topic about weak mates or whatnot. But yeah, anybody on the line, you guys got any last words?
Enjoy.
May the squirts be with you.
Enjoy every moment.
We all smoking cigarettes right now. What do you mean? Everybody smoking a cigarette right now. What are you talking about?
Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the flashbacks. Everybody don't felt that witness, that hardness. Everybody don't felt not felt that witness and hardness. I'm just saying.
Got my leg tapping.
Enjoy tonight. Enjoy it. That's all I'm saying. Wherever you are, enjoy it. Change them draws before you go, King.
Yeah, I probably didn't pre-ejaculated somewhere around here a minute ago, but, you know.
We're playing.
That was your fault.
I know.
I'll take the blame for that one. I'll take the blame. There's a reason I'm called Nana Puddin'. We'll do that on next show. I'm just saying.
I like a banana split. I'm just saying.
It's so unbelievable.
Plug, shameless plug.
So unbelievable.
Oh my God. Why did I have to call y'all tonight? Well, you still looking for the comment?
Way too much time. Yeah, I was looking for the comment. I ain't gonna be able to find it. We all got shit to do. It is what it is. It is. If you want your comments read, sometimes you know you can just call in. You think it's better to hear from you personally? You think just let us go at it? I'm just saying. So I don't forget, next week is Wet Wet Wednesday. Not all slow, but definitely sexy music. That's gonna conclude our show for tonight. I'm gonna go ahead and do some shout outs here. And then we'll go ahead and make it do what it do. Tomorrow it's Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy. You know what it is. We've been working all week. Don't put your hands on the supervisor because he act like he the owner. And if he don't go over to his cubicle and type something on his desk, I'm going to have to bust his ass to the white meat. Don't do that. Don't do that. You'll get 30 days. I guarantee you, you're going to get 30 days. Just call in tomorrow, 424-243-9649. Put his ass on blast and let us clown him. I'm just saying. So, all right, we're going to go backwards. Let's see. We'll start with Banana Pudding. We'll go ahead and let you do some shout-outs, and then we'll go with you, King.
All right.
All right. Shout out to my girl, Miss Unbelievable, on the line. Love her to death. She puts up with my mess. I love and appreciate her. Thank y'all for letting me come on here and vent a few times. This is really, truly therapeutic. And y'all got me in the wet, wet mood. I might have to go change my clothes. That's all I got to say.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Say that, Dan. Shout out to the whole E-Monster crew. Y'all have been a wonderful, enlightening experience for me this evening. I have to say it's been a long time, and I ain't going to be a stranger. I actually want to come back and, you know, maybe work some things out with Ian. Maybe I get my own slot sometime throughout the week, and, you know, maybe we see some big things popping. I like to see bring out some business, you know, bring people to the aspect of what, you know, the stock market is about, what bonds are about, mm-hmm. what, you know, people don't have an education about what is going on with the business world these days. And, you know, as Black people, we don't understand that. And I mean, there should be segments, you know, just based on that idea, even, you know, even if it's just once out of the week. But I have a very great business mind, and I consider myself a specialist when it comes to developing and organizing, you know, business structures. I've done it for years, and at the particular moment, I'm being, you know, undermined just because of my mindset, and I don't like it, but it is what it is. Shout out to my haters. You know, I still love y'all. You know who you are. You know, you're lurking right now, but, you know, you'll get it together sooner or later when I slide these papers to you. check me out, Facebook, King. K-Y-N-G, not K-I-N-G. There's a one king. He is supreme and rules over all. I'm only a little king with a little K, you know, but I got a Y on the end of it because, you know, hey, we all got a Y. Why we do anything. But that's K-Y-N-G, King underscore Corner on Facebook. And Corner is spelled with a K, not a C, because I don't see nothing. But, you know, I'm a K. I'm a K. I'm a king. I just keep all that together. It's got to roll together. But how about your boy?
There it is. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, one of our monsters around here. You got a shout out?
Give a shout out to the lovers, the haters, the people who are in love and who enjoy being wet every night. Shout out to E Monster, Jazzy B, King, and Banana Pudding. Shout out to my family, my friends, God, and all them hoes who need them hoe cakes made. I can marry you and bury you. I'm out.
Mm-mm. Can I get a piece? I just want a piece. cake gotta make.
Matter of fact, Banana Pudding, I really need to talk to you. I got a funny commercial I want to do, and I really want to do it with you involved. So meet. And Miss Unbelievable, we got to sit down because I got something good for these hoe cakes.
I'm making the whole cakes and selling the whole cakes.
I'm not lost. I just, you know, I want a piece of the cake. That's all. I want the cake, anime. I want the cake. I just want a piece.
I bake the cake, baby. I bake them.
Look, I'm about to put y'all on me to do it again. Do it one more time.
So you know how I start out my shout out? This is probably a bad time to say this, but God is good.
All the time.
And all the time, God is good.
Big shout out to everybody that liked, comment, and shared tonight's links. Mad love for you listening right now on the archives 24/7, 365. Mad love to you, Monster. Salute for you to tune back in after we went off the air. And big shout out to everybody else. You know, I can't do my stuff individually. People get mad. Come by my house, throw water balloons at my windows. I got to send my dog out to bite you in the ass. Then I'm going to hit you with my BB gun. You know how I do it. If you're in the Twin Cities, you know how it is. It's lit somewhere. So I remember, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business, because I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Oops, this is a new Belle Biv DeVoe. Them in SWV is called Finally, on our way up out of here on a wet, wet Wednesday. Make somebody say, ooh, we tonight. And then clap your hands and say, Monster.
Your ties. You know, I'll be seeing you backstage and all that. I didn't know you was this tall in your heels. But yeah, we finally got this right, you know? My crew, your crew, we're gonna make this do what it do. Maybe you'll sleep.
Baby, I feel as if something's coming over me. See, lately I can't resist. Every time you talk to me, I'm like caught up in your words, you see. I just can't deny it anymore. Said anymore. It's like you've unlocked the best part of me. You never gotta worry about me. I'ma leave for sure. When you finally
get right, finally get right. That's
all.
When you finally get right, finally get right.
That's all.
When you finally get right, finally get right.
That's how it feels when I'm with you, baby.
When you finally get right, finally get right. When you finally get right, finally get right. When you finally get right, finally get right.
That's how it feels when I'm with you, baby. Yeah.
You are so secure. And I mean that,
I believe it, yeah.
Some reciprocation's all that I've been missing.
I give you, baby.
I found myself in you that I'd be proud to say I do.
I do.
And if anyone was to ask me about it, my smile's enough to tell the story.
You give me everything, I gotta give you more.
It's all said and done. Remember one thing, finally got it right.